in my early 20s. I was living with a friend who was kind enough to take me in. I was working at a moccasin factory, trying desperately to move forward in life. See, no matter what I did, the past continued to plague me. I was weighed down by nightmares and suffered deeply from anxiety, making it impossible to move on. I could not let go of the abuse I endured as a child and longed for death to save me. I prayed every night for God to take me to heaven with him. One day I came home from work feeling sick and laid on my bed. I could feel my breathing slowing down until it stopped. In an instant, I was floating above the bed, looking down at my body. It took me a moment to realize what was happening. I was alive without the encumbrance of my material body. I held my arm in front of my eyes to see what I looked like. All I could see was clear water where my arm should have been. I started to panic, thinking I'm dead, but then realized I can't be dead. I'm still here. After that, I made my way out of the bedroom and down the hall to the top of the stairs. I looked down the stairs, then back to the bedroom. And I started going down the stairway. I could hear my friend preparing dinner in the kitchen. Everything I saw was made up of the most amazing colors I had ever seen in my life. In my mind, I knew that they represented something. Sometimes the colors would overlap each other and make new colors. It was the most wonderful thing I have ever seen. As I reached the bottom of the stairs, I thought about my mom and how sad she would be, and how I would never be there again to protect her. I started to panic. What if I go outside and I just float away? How will I get back? I began to worry that my friend would find my body and take it away. And I heard a loud voice saying, "Go back." Said, "I want to see God." Again, with greater command, it said, "Go back." I immediately began moving my arms in a swimming motion as I assumed I was under the water, trying to get back to where my body lay on the bed. I remember when I opened my eyes, I felt like I was trapped behind a wall looking through two holes. After a while, I got up and walked down the stairs towards the kitchen. Colors were gone and everything was back the way it was before. I spent the next 20 years in confusion about the whole ordeal until God led me here to the Plainfield Christian Science Church and my practitioner so that I can gain understanding and put an end to thinking that death was the only way to escape from my problems. I now understand that life is eternal. I didn't escape the problems of an abusive childhood by dying. I was still dealing with the personal sense of my mother and all the fears of childhood when I was seemingly dead. The only way to overcome them is with the truth. I am deeply grateful to my practitioner for guiding me through the process of overcoming my childhood and bringing about a wonderful healing. I had not realized it at the time, but I had seen God. And all those amazing colors, I saw love, hope, strength and courage, charity and prosperity, life and truth. I realize now, even though not as vividly, those colors are everywhere I look, even inside of me. I have a great deal of respect for life and cherish every minute in it. I'm so grateful to God for this experience and for Christian Science and all that I'm learning here. I'm deeply grateful for all I've been given.